In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Fifty-six men signed the Declaration of Independence. And of those, five were caught, tortured, and killed. 12 had their houses burned down. 2 had sons that were killed. 2 had sons that were captured. 1 told General Washington to blow up his house because the British commander Cornwallis had taken it over. 1 had to leave his wife's deathbed and 13 children scattered, hid in caves, and died of exhaustion a year later. All of these men knew something about what our three lessons are talking about today, and that is commitment. Are you willing to stick to it until the job is done? Are you willing to endure hardships because you know that there's a greater gain later on? Are you willing to do not just some things, what are convenient things, what are easy things, but anything, whatever it takes? Commitment. The Old Testament lesson for today is with Joshua. As you recall, Joshua took over from Moses after Moses was not allowed to go into the Promised Land, and then Joshua led them into the Promised Land. And you will recall that it was Joshua and his friend Caleb who were part of a dozen guys sent out to be spies in the Promised Land. And 10 of the other guys came back and said, "Oh, I don't know about this land. I'm not sure about that. And besides, the people are giants. We're like grasshoppers next to them." And it was Joshua and Caleb who came back and said, no, it's a good land. It's flowing with milk and honey. And with the Lord's help, we can take them." And they did. And the Lord delivered walled cities into their hands. You remember, here's a song you'll remember. Remember Joshua fit the battle at Jericho? Okay, well, let's have a verse of that. Joshua fit the battle at Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle at Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Well, you can talk about your men of Gideon, you can talk about your men of Saul, but they're none as great as old Joshua when he walked up to that wall. Hit it. Joshua hit the battle at Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua hit the battle at Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Yes, they did. Just like the Lord said. The walls came tumbling down. I will give this land into your hands of the Amorites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites and the Hivites and all the other ites. I will give this land into your hands. And he did. And now Joshua is at the end of the line. This is his farewell speech. And he's reminding them, the Israelites. He's saying, do you remember the covenant God made with you? Do you remember when Moses went up on the mountain and the mountain smoked and clouds and fire and everything and nobody wanted to go up there? Hey, we're not going up there. God's up there. They were scared. Remember that? Well, remember, God kept his part of the covenant. And remember, you didn't. He was only gone 40 days. He came back and already what had happened? You'd already melted down your gold, built a golden calf, and were worshiping that. You already decided that the God on the mountain was too much for you and that you wanted a God that you could touch and carry around with you, a God that could be controlled and manipulated. You thought that was better. Remember that? Oh, yeah. And he said, now, so here we are. Choose this day whom you are going to serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And all the people said, oh, yes, sure, far be it from us not to serve the Lord. And Joshua says it to him a second time. No, you got to think about this. When times are tough, when things go on, other things look attractive, who are you going to serve? Oh, yes, we'll serve the Lord. One more time, Joshua lays it on him because he knows who they are. Who are you going to serve? Are you willing to stick with it? Are you going to be committed or are you not? And all the people said, amen, oh yes, yes, we'll do that. Well, we might think, oh, those wacky Israelites, you know, they're always going back to what they did before. And it would be really funny if it weren't also true for us. Because we do the same thing. When times get tough, then we wonder, you know, how come God doesn't do anything? I can't believe in him. He isn't fixing things for me. And when times are good, we really don't need God. We're doing fine on our own. It would be funny if it were not true for us too, but it is. And the gods that we have, chasing after other gods and not taking care of the poor, those were the two things the Israelites always were bad at. The gods that we have aren't the gods of the Amorites and the Jebusites and the Gilgashites and the whatever. They're the gods of materialism and of money and of power and of self-aggrandizement and pleasure. Those are the gods that we have. But make no mistake, I don't care what you say you believe in. Whatever you put your trust in, that's your God. Whatever gets you by, that's your God. So it might be the God of security or pleasure or power or money, influence. All of those are all gods that we worship. And therefore, maybe we need to say it three times today. Who are you willing to commit to? Are you willing to commit to the Lord? Really? Are you serious? Are you willing to commit to the Lord?
Yes.
I'm not sure. Are you willing to commit to the Lord only?
Yes.
Okay. You know, sometimes it's funny, like the Israelites too, we do things and they don't work. But then we do the same thing over again. And we just do it harder. This time maybe it'll work if I do it harder. We get more stuff. We acquire more stuff. And we think that's going to do it for us and make us happy. And it doesn't. You know, we look for pleasure and we think that's going to fulfill us. And it doesn't. We look for being powerful and we find out that service actually does more for us than that. We do things like yell at our kids and jump on them when we know that it works better to wait and catch them doing something good and praise them, but we still do it anyway. All of these things we do, we keep doing them. It's like we at least know that. We know that. The fear of the unknown is oftentimes more powerful than the pain of that which we get used to. This was demonstrated for me many times working in the drug alcohol unit. Women and men would say, well, you know, I remember one guy in particular, he said, I know what it's like to be drunk and hungover. I know what it's like to be dope sick and run around trying to find some heroin. But what I don't know is, what's this going to be like if I don't have anything? How am I going to feel, and what am I going to do, and who am I going to do it with? The fear of the unknown. More powerful than the horrible pain that he was used to. And sometimes we're like that. We do things over and over again, even when they haven't worked, and we still do them. We're kind of like a dog that has a bellyache and goes out and eats grass, and then he vomits. And then later he comes back and eats his own puke. We're like that, in a way. And so today, we need to again say the words of Joshua. How do we stop the madness? Well, do what Joshua said. Commit yourself to the Lord. Be willing to do whatever it takes for the Lord, because that will always work out. So choose today whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And all the people said,
yes.
Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.